producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please call 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to lead you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for just a moment here, because we know that while the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Ephesians 6, there's nothing like the feel of a hand-forged knife in your hands, and Indie Hammered Knives has graciously donated this awesome, folks, it is completely awesome in every sense of the word. I've never seen anything like it. The quality is second to none, and what it is it's a custom-forged knife, and it's called the Sword of the Spirit, and what you have to do is you have to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it says, enter to win this knife right on the right side. And really what it comes down to, friends, is it just requires that you sign up for a daily news release or a update or an email concerning all of the articles that are on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So we're not asking you for anything outside of a contact. So if you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, look to the right. It says enter to win this knife. Folks, again, look at the quality. As a matter of fact, one was sent to me by James Wall, the creator of this company, and interestingly enough, when he sent it to me, I just looked at it and I just said, I've never seen anything like this. And again, the quality is second to none. Solid from the top to the very bottom, friends. And again, if you look at it, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's not a machete. It's not that long, but it is just a little bit short of that. But again, go ahead and take a look, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and sign up. You'll get a daily update concerning the emails and the columns that are written on a daily basis at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, that's all it requires, folks, is your email address, nothing more and nothing less. What's going on in your nation? U.S. Treasury Department to implement sanctions on Iran for actions they knew would take place. Folks, don't fall for the charades. Again, keep in mind this administration is allied with America's sworn enemies. We know that Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein Obama's mama in the White House, tells him which pair of pants that he's to wear on a daily basis. We know that she's a Muslim, and we know that she's Iranian. And we also know that he just illegally reallocated our tax dollars to support America's sworn enemies concerning the Iranians. So check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Dave Davenmeyer just wrote a column called Are We Keeping the Faith? And I want to tell you something about Dave Davenmeyer. We call him Coach. If you don't know who he is the one that took ACLU to the task, and he won the day in saying that the man is for real. The columnists, the contributors that we have on the sonsoflibertymedia.com are tried and true. They're a part of the culture war. They're not paper tigers hiding behind a pen. They're actually a part of fighting for the freedoms in which we have in hopes of bestowing them upon our posterity the way that our forefathers did for us. So do check it out. Are We Keeping the Faith? sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough, here we go again. California will have legal but unlawful power to take firearms without hearing from owner. I want to say this, American. I want you to hear me carefully. One of the heroes of the faith, love him or hate him, he was ordained of God, regardless if he got in the way or not. His name is Martin Luther King Jr. He was a major prophet, not a minor prophet. When you have the world singing, "We shall overcome," you know that a man within himself cannot do that. It takes the spirit of the Creator to actually promulgate that message and to move a people globally to be singing the same message. But I remember one time, and I don't want to stand in correction of who he is, but I just want to set the record straight because this is probably what he meant anyways. He said that everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. I want you to understand that everything Adolf Hitler did was illegal. It was policy. It was not law. And we need to understand, if we can get this presupposition that God is, and God ordained the institution of government. If we do not understand that, as a matter of fact, taking to the Nuremberg trials of May of 1945, keep in mind the very first thing that the prosecuting attorney said is, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken concerning the Hitler's Third Reich, when they were being brought to justice, in which many of them were executed. And as a matter of fact, many were exonerated unlawfully. But in saying that, friends, nothing that he did was lawful. I don't care if it has the color of law. I don't care if it has the look of law. I don't care if it has the smell of law. When I read what the law says, I can tell you if it's law or if it's unlaw. What's going on in California is over the top. Okay? And this is, hey folks, whatever California does, sooner or later the states are to follow. That's why it's important that you understand you need to get the leaving out of the lump in California. And those that are in California, why are you allowing this? And I can say this in so many states. Why, America, are you allowing these lawless tyrants to act outside of their scope of authority? Now I'm getting off topic. Going back. It's a little rabbit trail for somebody. California will have legal but unlawful power to take firearms without hearing from owner. That's kind of an oxymoron, the title. But again, friends, keep in mind, it's not lawful. Just because it looks like, smells like, and maybe even, hey folks, just because it looks like it, smells like it, has the color of it, it doesn't mean it's law. This is a violation of law. Okay, we're going to keep coming back to this until, America, you get it into your hearts that what government and our representatives in this country are doing today, for the most part, the majority of them are so far out of their scope of authority that, folks, for me to call it treason isn't stepping out. This is clear treason that's going on concerning the United States Constitution. And again, keep in mind, how many hundreds of thousands of men and women, namely 86% of those that are listening to me right now, your families fought in foreign wars, you are tolerating an administration and representatives to desecrate the memories of those in your family that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have right now. And you need to let them know that you are not going to allow them to desecrate their memories. They are not allowed to be in a place of representation concerning we the people and continuously desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have. Folks, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted Hillary Clinton, career criminal. There's a video right now that's actually going viral, arrest assured, that the Clintons do not want you to see. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. One more. Democratic Senator Coons calls for a surtax on American people to finance war against ISIS.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Going back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Seattle assaults Second Amendment. Listen to this. With this new tax. Let me take it a step further, friends, just to show you how ridiculous this is becoming, folks. And these are your representatives. Democratic Senator Coons calls for a surtax on American people to finance war against ISIS. Just think about that. Folks, these are the same people that just passed a $1 trillion omnibus bill financing Barack Hussein Obama's illegal Muslim immigration plan four times over while cutting $6 billion of benefits to your veterans, to your families, to you veterans. That's who these representatives are. Listen to what they're saying. They want to call for a surtax on American people to finance the war against ISIS. Folks, you're being raped. You're being lied to. You're being plundered, not by a foreign government. You're being plundered by your own government, and you're paying for it. This is crazy, folks. While it might be no surprise that which our esteemed affirmative action Attorney General Loretta Lynch is apparently unable to do by decree, radicals in the Democratic Party are attempting to do through legislation. They want to enshrine Muslims as a protected class on the heels of the homosexuals, just like I told you so. Just like I told you so. There is no right way to say it. People hate to be wrong. Well, America, you're wrong. I'm right. Enshrining Muslims as a protected class. Why are all of these representatives working for your enemies? Well, I want to tell you something. Just like Nebuchadnezzar, they're being used as a servant in the hand of God to judge a wicked nation, and that would be America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scandal, Obama caught spying on Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and members of Congress. Folks, what's the difference between Congress and Obama? And then let me ask you the next question. What's the difference between Netanyahu and Obama? What's been implemented here in America has already been implemented there under Netanyahu's leadership. You're being played, America. These are all world players. They're pawns. They're political useful idiots that are selling you out. They're kissing you as they're betraying you. Just as Judas did the Son of God. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And folks, these political useful idiots love to kiss up to the people, don't they? Well, they sell you out with a smile on their face. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Good God, there is so much evil in the world. There is. There is so much evil in this world. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's what it always comes back to. Hey, folks, there's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God's purpose for trials. The answers come in the end. They always do. If you stay the course, read Hebrews 10 and 11 when you get a moment. We got some crazy stuff happening in our country today. You are allowing the lawless to rule the roost. And the answer is not to get behind, not just to get behind those that are taking a stand for the Constitution, first God, in the constitutional republic in which has been bestowed upon us, the empire of God's laws, not men, said John Adams. I add God. But it's when the American people take responsibility before God, first and foremost, and then respond to the dilemma. But you can't fix, and you can't give away anything that you have not got. Until you're fixed, you can't fix anything. Until you receive from the Lord the power of the Holy Ghost, you can't deal with anything. Read John 3:3 when you get a moment. Crazy, crazy stuff happening in America today. Folks, what we're going to get to in just a moment here is the founders look at the fruit. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Let's have a little common sense fun with this today because I know people love the topic. We got John calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Happy New Year to you, Brad, and your family, first off.
To you as well.
Thank you. I was just reminded of some days ago of the laws that are, I don't want to call him our governor because he's not worthy of the name, Gerald Brown and his, yes. What his daddy did many, many years ago to this state in California. As you said, they're going to have the ability to just if a family member thinks you're going to go commit a violent crime or if you're violent in any way, they can call the police. And I don't know if the judge needs to hear it. I doubt it the way the police do some things these days, but they can just come in and take your gun. And I've heard you, and I love you as a brother in Christ, and I want to know what I can do other than elect. You know, I've been trying my best to campaign for and elect the proper people, the people that I know will follow God's laws. But when they're not elected, and these foolish sheeple continue to follow Satan's staff, not the staff of those who are for us, but those who are against us, they continue to elect them. What do we do next? And I can, you know, I don't like saying it because it's something that will be, it's absolutely, it scares me to death to think. But you know what? If I've got to die for my son or my grandchildren's future, I will. And it's getting to that point. And I, Brad, I know you don't like hearing it. I don't like saying it, but I don't know what else we're going to do if people continue to elect, you know.
So, well, people need to first of all, people that are listening to what John just said concerning following the devil or Satan, you do need to keep in mind that is exactly who these operatives are working for, and it's not something John said, and it's not something I said. It's something that they themselves have said. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama, can you go ahead and turn your radio down, John? It's feeding back. But interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama has declared openly and proclaimed openly that he admires a Chicago organizer who's been dead for, what, 40, 50 years now, Saul Alinsky, who attributed his book and accredited his book to Satan himself, which Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and the entirety of this administration, both sides of the aisle, friends, if you want to play that paradigm. So really, that is what is going on. These people are sold out to lawlessness. They are doing what they want to do because the people at large allow them to do what they want to do. Now, here's my answer.
Go ahead. I think it's because the people have been so conditioned, Bradley, to want they've been conditioned, especially in the public school system, which the government has they promulgated the whole thing to where it's a cradle to grave, gimme, 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 I deserve it, gimme, like, you know, I chuckle at it sometimes, but it's sad, gimme, 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 you know, I'm Jimmy, but that's what it's been, and it just continues to get worse. And I'll give you this if you vote for me, and it's like, holy smokes, what do we, you know, how do
we? It's not for him to give you anything. It's not for him to give you anything if you vote for him. His job is to magnify the law. That's exactly right. Now, John, let me answer a couple of those things, because I'm actually writing an article right now called When the Walls Come Tumbling Down. And if you go to Leviticus 26, verse 37, it says, "And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies." What's happening to the American people is their sin is finding them out, Numbers 32, 23. And I'm glad that I have you thinking about what is it that I need to do. Well, you can't ask me what it is that you're to do, although I know the answer. The only one that can relay that information to you is God the Father, who is alive forevermore. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's faithful to 1,000 generations. What is happening in this country is it's beachheading. America is self-destructing in the process of allowing their politicians to destroy, because the politicians think they're actually getting away with something when in fact they're not. They're a part of the club. They're a part of the populace that's on the ship that's going to go down if the American people allow them to hold the helm any longer. And what the American people need to do is bring forth, regardless of what our representatives want to do, we have to impeach. We have to. We have to indict. Now, if you say, well, how do we do that?
We have to be the lesser magistrate, we the people. I mean, the very ones, we have to do it ourselves, I guess.
Well, that's what it tells us in the Declaration of Independence, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. That's right. So the American people need to understand, by doing the right thing concerning those that are doing the wrong thing, hey, folks, it really comes to this. There's a battle of good and evil going on right now, and you can't cower to the names that they call you when you stand up and actually lawfully deal with them, because America is thinking the same exact thing.
Guys, over and over.
That's right. John, I got to take a hard break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to come right back. Founders, let's take a look at their fruit. Let's have a little fun with this. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Let's hit on it a little bit more today. I love this stuff. Be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to add more to the answer in which I was conveying to John in California. Folks, Leviticus 26, verse 37, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And the reason I'm saying that is because we can equate it to what we're seeing and parallel it to what we're seeing on a daily basis concerning the Judases that America, you call as your representatives. And the reason I'm saying that is look at Paul Ryan. Folks, just recently, not only did he pass a trillion dollar omnibus bill fully funding Barack Obama's Muslim immigration plans, illegal, might I add, as well as adding insult to injury when we found that this bill also cuts $6 billion of veterans' benefits. But do you know that Paul Ryan just stated yesterday, the job of the United States lawmakers is to put yourself in the shoes of foreign citizens? Why is this happening? Why is it that American representatives are aiding and abetting the enemies to this country? And I'm going to highlight this over the weekend, folks, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want you to understand why. It always comes back to the same thing. Because the people would have it so. The people would have it so. And if it wasn't the truth, then why are they doing it? It really is that simple. Folks, the first thing these politically useful idiots do is to begin with the help of Hollywood, the entertainment industries, by desensitizing and demoralizing the people, read 2 Peter 2:18, away from their God. Folks, my friend, former agent with the CIA, told me the objective of this administration is to destroy America's Christian and constitutional foundations. And the way they're doing that is attempting to demoralize the people, because if they can demoralize the people, then they can be your daddy. This is what's been going on in this country since the 60s, because our, well, I hate to say it, some of the older folks, dads and moms, uncles and aunts, grandpas and grandmas, failed to stand up when they should have stood up. They sat down. And they allowed the government to act outside of its scope of authority. Incrementally, our country has been destroyed and is being destroyed. And folks, keep in mind, whatever dirty, corrupt politicians do, this comes with the consent of them that have departed wickedly from their God. What am I saying? Here's the answer. Let me say this. When you begin... Oh, just hang on a second, friends. When you begin to... Here's the problem, and then I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to point out what the answer is. Because I don't ever want you to be left hanging after listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. It really is this simple, and it's awesome, because this is the answer, okay? When the Bible tells us, when we do that which is right and just, by the fruits of Jesus Christ, which are righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 4 and 5. When we do that and we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, all the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. They work for us, not against us. When we are obedient children of God because we love God and we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, all the promises are for us, not against us. Well, why are they against us then? Because he said, if you will not listen to me and will not do all of these commandments, there's your first problem. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if you your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, this is what God said he would do to you. I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you. You shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And then he said in verse 18, Leviticus 26, and if you will not yet for all of this listen to me, then I'll punish you even seven times more for your sins. Why are things getting worse and not better? Because America, after September 11th, you allowed this government to turn against you rather than you taking your government back to the glory of God and to be a blessing to other nations throughout the world. So when people say to me, and I hear it all the time, what am I supposed to do? Well, what does the Bible tell you to do? What does God tell you to do? Why is that always the last reference made? Why is it always the last? Why is it the end of the rope? Why is the Bible always the end of the rope for people? Prevention is better than cure. If we had just went back to him in the first place, and by the way, if we were trained up, and I'm talking about my generation, in the ways of the Lord, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. So folks, we can't blame corrupt government. They're just being used to bring judgment upon a disobedient nation. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Remember in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, he said this, here is your answer, John. Here is your answer, America. Here is your answer to those that are Facebooking me, to those that are emailing me on a daily basis. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Keep the commandments of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, America, the Lord has shed his grace upon us. Goodness has been shown unto us as a people for a long, long time. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to nothing, to naught. And you shall be plucked off the land whither thou goest to possess it. So what's the problem? We're a disobedient people, folks. You know, yesterday I had someone say to me, I'm sorry, not personally to me, but I picked up on a blog and someone got on there and just started ripping me three different ways. And and folks, you literally laugh because I'm accused of everything that I'm not guilty of. They can't even get my name right. But interestingly enough, I noticed that they called me a sensationalist. Hey, folks, let me say this. If America, or let me say this to any other country, 53 countries are listening to me, if you want to believe that you can go ahead and advocate that which God condemns and survive that, you have your eyes not only closed to the history of mankind, but you have your eyes closed to the present as well. Because to a T, to every jot and tittle concerning God's judgment, when you read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, we are under the judgments of a very specific angry God. Oh, God's not angry. No, God's okay with you allowing your government to sanction murder of the innocent in the womb. No, you're right. What Bible are you reading, man? You know, God's not angry with America. No, He's okay with you redefining, allowing your corrupt government officials to redefine something that God has defined, namely marriage. No! No, you're right. He's not angry. No, read your Bible. God is angry with the wicked every day. Read Psalm 7. Go to Thessalonians, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. What Bible are you reading? You think God is just going to go ahead and overlook the iniquity of the American people because we're a favored people? No, because we're a favored people, He will not tolerate iniquity within His people. And the people of God, you Christians out there, it's better for you to judge yourselves rather than to be condemned with the world. But you fail at every turn to judge yourselves. I have never seen so many self-righteous people, sickening self-righteous people in all of my life outside of the Church of America. And it's not the church. And to set that record straight, keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. That's why He was crucified, friends. So when the American people take responsibility for their sin before a just and a holy God, then and only then will you see change in your country. It's that simple. There is your answer. And keep in mind that when we're talking about the first thing that these political useful idiots do is to begin with the help of Hollywood and the entertainment industry by desensitizing and demoralizing the people, keep in mind this comes, of course, with your consent because you consented to the fact that you wickedly departed from your God. Read Psalm 18:21. And to prove my point, when you go to James 1, verse 12 through 16, it says, "Blessed is the man," here's the promise, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried," here's grace, "he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him." You're faithful to whom you love and what you love. "But let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth" what? "Sin, and sin when it is finished." What does it bring forth, friends? It brings forth death. Not to just individuals and communities, but also to nations. And then he said in James 1, verse 16, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." So, folks, I don't know how much more clear I can be on the topic of what is the answer to America's dilemma. It's the message that Christ gave to the church. And the American people have allowed to dirty the message of Christ and thinking it's weird to say it when Jesus' message to his apostles, and it still is, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." There's nothing weird about it. That's the problem in America. And see, America, you would have it so. See, you want politicians to put you in a position to stay exactly where you're at in odds and at odds with God, while you remain in your sin. You want another politician to come along and drag you along for another 4 to 8 years. You want prosperity. And folks, you need to keep in mind, in prosperity, how many people have forgotten their God? Well, I can tell you, go ahead and take a look around.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to clarify something. I want to highlight something here, too. It's amazing to me why people don't understand the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because they don't go to the cross. And that was the first prerequisite to Jesus saying, come, follow me. What did he say? He said to bring your cross with, pull up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself and follow me. And there's so many people in America, well, that's not what I heard. No, that's not what you heard because you didn't take the time to read it in the Word of God, which is contrary to what the preacher that's trying to save onto his finances so he doesn't lose you as a contributor to support his figment of his imagination called vision to build a building rather than to go out there with the Great Commission and actually seek and save that which is lost. He doesn't want to tell you, deny yourself and take up the cross. Well, that's what Jesus said. And there's people out there that don't understand the power of God into salvation. They think that, Bradley, what are you saying? I don't get it. Meet Christ at the cross and you'll understand the power of God unto salvation. That's why when I say what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of him. They cannot. They're fools for their pains. Not too long ago, I seen a post where an individual is reciting Martin Luther, the great reformer. And he was trying to twist it in such a way where it would appease his sinful lifestyle. And it was talking about how those that need help were to offer them grace. Yes, that's true. Blessed are the broken in spirit. Well, the Bible says that those that are broken in spirit, you know, Isaiah 66:2, that God would show himself strong on their behalf. He would show up on their behalf. He would show himself to them. Isaiah 61, Luke 4:12. But see, the fact of the matter is the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Most people that think that they're going to receive grace haven't actually hit the bottom. Remember what Martin Luther said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of them. Men want God to create out of them according to the will of man rather than to the Spirit of Christ in their life. It's not thy will be done, it's my will be done. And people don't understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Folks, my message is what Paul's was in the book of Acts. Repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. See, most people don't understand the first part because in America, the American church has taught its disciples, its mushroom converts. The law is done away with. That's a different topic. That's baloney. Bunch of antinomians, anarchists. If you're trying to figure out why you live in a lawless society today, go to the pulpit and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. You got Satan himself preaching every Sunday. Who doesn't preach out against the sins of abortion and homosexuality? And if you just follow him home, you'll understand exactly why that is. But most people are thinking, man, Bradley, you know, you're so harsh. No. He who's been forgiven much loves much. And I know what it takes because I've been at the bottom. I know what it's like to be nothing on a daily basis. Paul said, I die daily. Yes, indeed, I do. And I get that. But people need to understand that there's a spiritual love, Romans 5:5. And that spiritual love drives you to the foot of the cross. That is a preacher's job, is to drive you with the use of the law to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more. And that's exactly where you meet the Holy Ghost, who pushes you as he raises you up into the image and likeness of God the Father's Son, Jesus Christ, not into the image of the local favorite preacher. Not saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Look at this golden calf. These are our gods that went before us. These are our gods that deliver us. No, they're not. But there's so many people that don't understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just like Martin Luther, going back to him again, you can talk to people until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost actually teaches them, it all goes for naught. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the problem that America's having today. God said, if you forsake to do these things, this is what's going to happen. It's that simple. It really comes down to this, friends. It's between you and the Lord. And for all those people, namely those other radio show hosts, those conservatives that just have a problem with what I'm saying, hey, bring it on, bro. Get on the radio with me. Tell everybody how biblically illiterate you are. Show them how constitutionally illiterate you are. And I know I'm talking to some of you right now. Get on the phone with me. Confront me in front of the nations as to what I'm saying to you. It's the Holy Ghost that beareth witness, not man. And keep in mind, the witness of God is greater than that of man. And the Spirit of Christ will not be straightened. And no, it will not be. It will not be. He will have his way. And if I have to stand back and be the fool for Christ, I'll do it. And if you want to call me a sensationalist, you bloggers, you go ahead. But you are in the reality of what I've been telling you about for a long time. How's that working out for you? And then furthermore, you have the audacity to believe that God is angry with or God's people hate you for telling you the truth when the opposite is true. When a man can step out and say what others are unwilling to say to you, that's a real friend. That's real love. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Oh, and for those that want to know if I'm chastened or chastised, oh, on a daily basis. Oh, my goodness, on a daily basis. I have laid the judgments of God before me that I might not sin against him. Because I have chosen the way of truth. Two different scriptures. You better understand, preachers will live by the fire they preach. And they're not going to get away with it. Folks, I was going to get to the framers of the Constitution, Christians or deists. We talked about that yesterday. And then we were going to talk about the founders' look at the fruit. We'll get to that tomorrow. This is why when we have callers, John hit a Holy Ghost spot. And I love that because it's about you people, and I hope that I brought about the answer that you're looking for. Because we as individuals can only do this when we come together under the headship of Christ. Like it or lump it. And if you want to lump it, I want to ask you something. Look to your present circumstance. How's it working out for you? And if you want to refuse the grace that God has bestowed upon you through His Son, Jesus Christ, then your blood is off of my hands.
That's right. And we want to make sure that we are constantly in the fight, which we are here at the Sons of Liberty. We know that our sons and daughters of liberty out there are in the fight with us because they want to see our nation restored. I just spoke with another lady today who is all fired up about reaching out to people in her community. All the way in Alaska, she's talking about how people need to be fired up and we need to do something. You know, you meet people, you know, all throughout the United States who have the same heart. But what makes someone different from another person is their willingness to go beyond just talking about the problems, complaining about the problems, and actually putting feet to their prayers, faith, and their works mixed together to actually do something about the problems. And one of the ways that you can help is by supporting this ministry. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We know we've got until midnight tonight to before the turn of the new year. Many folks like to do year and donations. Please do consider us. Even if it's last minute, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can make your final year-end donation. And as we're kicking off 2016, tomorrow begins a fresh new year. There could not be a better time to sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. We're starting in January with a fresh new year ahead of us and saying, listen, I want to support this work. This is a work that not many people are willing to do and not many people are willing to say. In fact, I spoke with the lady today who was saying, you know, I believe your ministry is like, you know, Paul and like Peter. And we've heard John the Baptist and all these good things.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, because of the fact that she's saying you're speaking things that people do not necessarily want to hear, but it's something that they need to hear.
The New Testament church will
take
that
out. That's exactly right. Because you are speaking forth the truth on a daily basis, on a national level, and also on an international level across the world.
Well, what we're doing is we're seeing history being repeated here.
Yeah.
Because the Black Robe Regiment went before the 56 signers are delegates at the Constitutional Convention to establish what we have 238 years later. It was the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day, that were actually confronting the evils. They were playing out the John the Baptist to make straight the paths of the Lord. And that's exactly what's happening here today. But we need to respond.
That's right. We need to respond. We need doers of the word and not hearers only. And again, please do respond by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty, choose the level of membership that's right for you, and please do support this work. Also, want to point out the fact we've got many wonderful products at our store. Please check that out too as well.
Thank you for the orders, by the way.
Yeah, they've been coming in great. It's been, you know, people have been getting the word out there and speaking forth the truth, not only in their communities, but to their friends, their neighbors, their relatives across America. So please do check it out. Happy New Year's Eve to all of you. God bless you and stay safe.
Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Love you by what we do of talking in 23. Have a good New Year's, friends. See ya.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620.